wolves have been a factor in our cattle industry for a long time. Ever since we've been here, we always have contended with all predators, not just wolves, but wolves are one that certainly within the last couple of decades have been an issue for us. But when it comes down to it, it's probably more an issue that we talk about in the cattle industry. But the bigger issue behind this is not to do with cattle. The cattle are a symptom of the problem rather than the cause or the real main thing. And the big thing is that the predators and the wolves especially have decimated the wildlife populations so badly that there's none of their typical or normal food source there for them to eat, being the deer and the elk and the moose. Those populations have been decimated to a point where they have to then turn towards the cattle. So really, when we talk about it, yes, it's impacting us, but really the bigger focus has to be on what are these predators doing to the wildlife populations. And we know the population of the moose has really declined. We've seen that. We've seen First Nations, the Indigenous people, very concerned about that and putting programs in place to protect it. And when that food supply is not there, then they will turn to cattle. So that's how we become a factor in the equation. We haven't got the stats in right now. They're running fairly normal. We have a program in place where we can very pointedly target wolf predation on our cattle, and it's running about the same, where we're seeing about the same impact on it as we have in past years. However, that doesn't clearly indicate the actual numbers, because what we require on that is a verified kill. But a lot of times we only find, we feel, maybe between 10 and 15% of the actual number of animals that are killed. So we're probably, you know, running fairly typical. And on a typical year, we'll get about 1,000 head throughout the province that are reported killed by them. But as I say, that's a small percentage of the actual numbers that we do lose to predator losses. Well, I wouldn't, you know, that may be part of the reason that they're doing it. They certainly haven't contacted us or, you know, been endorsed by us in any shape or form to do it. However, in saying that, we have a overabundance of predators out there, and if we stop and look at, as I explained earlier, the impact that that's having on wildlife, we have to really take a look at the wildlife management that is happening throughout the province, in the fact that we can produce all of the habitat that we want, all the grass and all the feed that we want for the moose and the deer, which are the predator's primary source of and traditional source of food. But if we have too many predators out there for those to be able to sustain themselves, then they're going to turn to the cattle. So the big problem here and the big issue is that we're not doing our job at the top of the food chain to protect the bottom of the food chain, that being the deer, the moose, and the smaller animals. And so they turn to our cattle as such. We expect some losses, but they're heavier than anticipated. We are doing, and we do have support from government to do targeted where we have a real problem in an area. But at the end of the day, the much bigger problem is going to be there has to be something done to manage the numbers on a bigger scale, or we're never going to see recovery of a caribou herd or the moose herds or anything else until we do it. And the impact will be higher on our cattle herd, because they're going to turn to feeds on something else, and that is our cattle. So what we have to do is we have to manage the numbers according to their food supply, and that food supply needs to go to their traditional needs, and that would be more of the deer and moose there. So we've got to really concentrate on that whole management system of wildlife and not just trying to create more feed for the guys at the bottom, because if they're going to feed the predators, then we need more of them. And at the end of the day, we have to put in balance the amount of predators to what their food source is.